CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. A small plane with John F. Kennedy Jr. on board is missing. Lieutenant Tom Walker of the Coast Guard in Cape Cod says an air search is on from New York to Massachusetts.
The helicopter has a search area that's approximately 70 by 15 miles, and it will anticipate a larger area for the Falcon jet.
The plane left a small airport in New Jersey last night, bound for Martha's Vineyard, but did not arrive. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr has more.
They launched a Coast Guard rescue at around 8 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. So if you look at the clock, that's very troubling. It could be that this plane was missing as early as, say, 8:45, 9 o'clock last night. Yet, because of the delay in notification, there was no search and rescue for nearly 12 hours.
Also on board the plane with John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, her sister, and a flight instructor. Joe Shortsleeve of WBZ-TV Boston has talked to people on Martha's Vineyard.
There was at least one friend, either of John F. Kennedy Jr. or of one of the passengers here, waiting at the airport last night. And, of course, when the plane failed to arrive, went to the operations manager's office here and inquired about John F. Kennedy Jr.'s plane.
They were headed to Hyannisport for the wedding of his cousin Rory, a wedding that's been postponed. John F. Kennedy Jr. is 38 years old and is publisher of the political magazine George. It's a desperate search with fading hopes. Off Martha's Vineyard, they're still looking for John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife and sister-in-law, and their small plane. They managed to narrow the search area on the water, and all-terrain vehicles are scanning the beaches. CBS News reporter Peter Haskell is watching.
We see a host of searchers, both on foot and riding on all-terrain vehicles. They're looking for debris in an area where a number of items were found yesterday. This is a rugged, thin section of beach. The sand is probably only 25 yards wide, dotted by large rocks along the coast and jutting into the water. Beyond the beach, lush green vegetation in this small valley marked by comfortable, weather-beaten homes. It is another hazy day, and the air is getting thick. Peter Haskell, CBS News on Martha's Vineyard.
Yesterday, parts of the plane were found, along with a piece of luggage and a prescription bottle. Could the trio still be alive? Coast Guard Rear Admiral Richard Larrabee hopes so, but knows they'd have to beat the odds.
Water temperature is 68 degrees. Survivability in those water temperatures has been exceeded, but I think those are only statistics.
CBS News reporter Jim Crisula is in Hampton Roads, Virginia, where a ship will head out in about 2 hours.
The USS Grasp will be leaving for the Massachusetts coast from its home base here in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia at about noon. It's expected to take a couple of days for the vessel to get up there. The Grasp has a crew of about 100, which includes several divers. Considered a salvage and recovery vessel, it's equipped with state-of-the-art sonar for underwater locating. It played a major role in the recovery of TWA Flight 800.
It's a familiar scene at the Kennedy compound, where family members are praying and hoping for the best in the midst of another family tragedy. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is live in Hyannisport.
The people who have known JFK Jr. here, or at least have had some brief encounter with him, describe him as kind, easygoing, unpretentious. Carolyn Quinn is brand new here, having moved into her home across from the Kennedy compound just 2 weeks ago. She sees a larger tragedy.
You know, it's more than just an accident. It's the whole family's history of accidents and... Yeah, I mean, it really hits home. We all have families.
It was 30 years ago today the Chappaquiddick incident occurred next to Martha's Vineyard. Live in Hyannisport, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The former owner of the Piper Saratoga that JFK bought, Munir Hussein, tells CBS News he would have advised Kennedy not to fly.
If I'm in his place, I would not fly. If I'm VFR, no, I will never fly in that condition.
The John F. Kennedy Jr. story is big news around the world. Newspapers in London ran front-page stories. The Sunday Telegraph headlined the inexplicable curse of the Kennedys. In China, the state-run Liberation Daily of Shanghai said the incident covers the Kennedy family with a mysterious shade of tragedy. This is CBS News.
This is the CBS World News Roundup. Hope for survivors abandoned in search for John F. Kennedy Jr.'s lost plane.
The aircraft was not equipped with any survival equipment.
The nation mourns the loss.
He was what we wanted to see the continuation of Camelot to be.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
We offer our prayers for John Kennedy, Carolyn Bessette, and Lauren Bessette, and for their families.
President Clinton offers solace as the nature of the search for John F. Kennedy Jr.'s missing plane changes.
We are going to shift, and I say shift very purposefully from our focus on search and rescue to search and recovery.
It fell to Coast Guard Rear Admiral Richard Larrabee to inform the Kennedy family that hope for survivors has been abandoned.
They have been very understanding all along and very appreciative of what we have been trying to do. And it was very difficult for me to share this information with them.
CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano is live on Martha's Vineyard following the search operation.
Divers had been standing by here on this island all weekend, hoping against hope to go out on a rescue mission. Now they're getting a briefing at the Coast Guard Air Station on Cape Cod, preparing for a recovery operation, heading 16 miles out into the Atlantic here off the west coast of Martha's Vineyard, where side scan sonar has picked up something on the ocean floor. The water is not terribly deep, 60, maybe 80 feet. There are 2 to 3 locations to investigate. Also heading here, the USS Grass, with deep water capabilities to assist. But the Coast Guard is cautioning not to get hopes up of wreckage of the Kennedy plane being discovered quickly. It may take a couple of weeks, they say, to recover if they are able to find it at all. Reporting live from Martha's Vineyard, I'm Lou Miliano. Now at the Kennedy compound at Hyannisport, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
There has been nothing but silence from the grieving Kennedys. Along the shore, near their cluster of beach homes, mourners stop and gaze inside.
It's breathtaking to be here. It's truly very moving.
Kelly Cucci came from Mattapoisett, Massachusetts.
I think of the poor people inside of the compound, and I just can't imagine what everybody inside there is going through right now.
So far, this very public family is keeping the pain of this loss private. Chris?
Barry, the Kennedys have said that they don't want any special treatment in the handling of the accident investigation, but obviously they are getting it. Do you get any sense of resentment about that among the people that you've spoken to there?
No, not at all. People who've come here feel a connection, they say, to John F. Kennedy Jr. and equate his loss to that of a national leader. And they say they want all the unanswered questions about this tragedy answered, if possible. Live at the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
CBS News correspondent Drew Levinson, who's also in Hyannisport, tells us there's still been no public statement on the tragedy from the Kennedy family, but
now that the announcement has been made that this is a recovery mission, we do anticipate we're going to hear something from the family. They may still be waiting until the wreckage is recovered.
CBS News correspondent Bob Orr says divers will begin checking likely target locations today, but it could take them some time to actually find the wreck.
There are no black boxes, no flight data recorder, no cockpit voice tape like you'd have on a bigger jet. In addition, no emergency declaration, no conversations that we know of with pilots and with air traffic controllers, no real witnesses to say what they saw or what they maybe heard. This is going to depend on what they find in the wreckage.
And even after the wreckage is found, it may be difficult to pinpoint what caused the accident. Drew Steckety, a pilot who's flown into Martha's Vineyard many, many times, acknowledges that landing there at night can be tricky.
Can gradually descend so slowly that your body cannot detect the descent, and then you can have a controlled flight right into the sea surface or into terrain.
The loss is being felt very strongly in Greenwich, Connecticut, the hometown of Carolyn Bessette Kennedy and her sister Lauren.
We all need to keep them in our thoughts and prayers.
I think people have respect for the family and a special way for this young couple and for Carolyn's sister Lauren.
Oh, it's very sad.
Sad indeed. Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. A read of the radar records indicates a terrifying plunge marked the final moments before John F. Kennedy Jr.'s plane smashed into the sea. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
Radar tracked Kennedy's plane from New Jersey up the coast to Massachusetts. After turning towards Martha's Vineyard, the plane descended to about 2,500 feet. Just after that, the plane began a very rapid dive. Sources say it took only about 15 seconds for the Kennedy aircraft to drop to 1,100 feet. That's nearly 10 times faster than the normal rate of descent.
The effort to find the wreckage resumed off Martha's Vineyard at first light today. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano is there, live with the latest.
Scattered clouds above and calm seas are providing search and recovery operations ideal conditions, with a virtual armada of gray navy and bright white high-tech research vessels and Coast Guard boats dotting the horizon. Navy and state police divers are in 60 to 80 feet of water, and NTSB investigators are optimistic they can get to and identify at least 9 of the potential wreckage sites isolated by side scan sonar. Divers don't expect to find an intact plane on the bottom, but a debris field. The total disintegration of the plane evidenced by what's washing ashore here, interior cabin trim and rugs. Reporting live, Lou Maliano, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is standing by live in Hyannisport.
With the flag at the Kennedy Cape Cod compound now at half-staff behind them, correspondents and camera crews by the dozens maintain a non-stop vigil.
I have not seen a media presence like this on the Cape, ever.
Matt Pitt, a reporter for CBS affiliate WOCN-FM in Hyannis, says the neighbors know this comes with the territory when you live next to the Kennedys.
They become very accommodating to us, allowing us to use their facilities, their electricity, to literally stand on their grass and turn around over the last couple of days.
You hear Japanese, Swedish, German, and English in every dialect as the media feeds, and feeds off of, the world's interest in this drama. The other victims of this Kennedy tragedy are being remembered, as we hear now live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
Friends of the Bessette sisters point out this is more than a Kennedy tragedy. Lauren Bessette, 34, was a well-liked investment banker with a twin sister, and Carolyn, 33, was a fashion publicist, and says college pal Blaine Applegate,
a normal person who wanted to have a relationship with somebody who would treat her with respect.
And she found that with John, says their friend Paul Wilmot.
He was movie star handsome. She blonde and those beautiful blue eyes of hers, the alabaster skin, and they were the most glamorous couple that I think I've ever seen.
A family statement calls them soulmates. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, there's been talk JFK Jr. was considering a run for the U.S. Senate, but decided not to after Hillary Clinton indicated she'd seek the nomination. New York Congressman Charles Rangel says Kennedy probably could have been elected.
Let's face it, John Kennedy could be most anything he wanted to be. He was a charming, articulate, smart, good-looking guy, and he had a couple of dollars.
Arlington National Cemetery has quietly been making preparations for JFK Jr.'s burial alongside his parents, an infant brother, and a stillborn sister, even though the family has not yet made such a request.